The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Believe it or not, we are almost at the end of July. Today's July 30th, 2015, and we are sponsored by Dr. William Wong's Essentials. Dr. Wong is on here monthly. He's on tomorrow, and we've got some interesting subjects tomorrow to hit. Go out to www.docsprefer.com. Dr. Wong is sponsoring me for Iceland, and he's been helping me immensely through supplements, shoulder pain up I've had. So we're on our way, and we will talk to him tomorrow. So we're at the www.docsprefer.com. Next, we have Hearts Collision, and this is for New York State residents only. Alex and Lori Verardi have been good friends of mine for a long time. Go out to heartscollision.com or call them at 518-477-7937. And as everybody knows that listens to the show regularly, I'm training their son. He's 14. He's a little over 6 feet. He's a basketball player. And unfortunately, at 145 pounds, he's been getting his ass shoved all over the place. He's been here 9 workouts. He's up 6 pounds. I'm going to get a weight on him this weekend. He's done phenomenal, and he informed me last week that he's so interested in strongman. That's what I've been training him on. He wants to compete next year. You know, that put a big smile on my mug, I'll tell you that. If I get him and he wants to seriously do that, well, I'm up to about 180, 190, ready going in the spring. That's going to be damn exciting here. So go out to Verardi's, go out and see Hearts Collision and tell him Motivation Muscle sent you. Next, we got Sorenex. Richard and Bert. Bert's a regular on here. His dad was on about 3 weeks ago. They're sponsoring me, too, for Iceland. They sent me a brand new diamond bar that I can pull out of the power rack and press overhead, which what I wanted. It's absolutely beautiful, and I thank them for their generosity. You can go out to Sorenex.com or dial 803-978-2253, extension 111. Tell Motivation Muscle sent you. They'll know who it is. Next, go out to Fiorello Barbell Co. and download our top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Free book. As I've said on all the shows, we've gone real simplistic, real basic, kind of bare bones with everything. There's no pictures, no nothing, but it's 10 paragraphs to make you think, and maybe you want to go out and do something that really means a lot to you. So check that out at FiorelloBarbellCo.com. And obviously, you know all our other products, Strength Times Power Equals Success. The winner's circle is about ready to come out. That's I did basically all audio with them. It's just 12 different things from the very beginning of my training, in between where we talk about sandbag domination, the power rack. There's routines. There's whatever you want to plug in, but mainly it's the mind. And today I know we're going to probably get into that too with Susan, but we'll talk about that shortly. All these things matter, and I don't think the mind's explored enough. Well, I hear a lot of people chatter about it, but I've been around a lot of them. It's not always what it seems, so check that out. Next, sponsorship with Motivation and Muscle. Go out to Fiorello Barbell Co., click sponsorship. Right now it's $300 a month. Chris can design anything you want as far as logos, any type of branding. Obviously, that's extra. We want to be around 25 years from now. We want to work with everybody and anybody and help you out with your product delivery and also grow this show. As I said, we want to have a million or more listeners here, and I promise we're going to do that. We want everybody in here. Everybody's invited to my table. You got something to lend? Like I said, I don't care if you lift a 100-pound rock or a 480-pound rock. You still got something to lend. That's what we want here. So think about it. And last but not least, we have the guy that does all the magic with Motivation, Muscle, and Fiorello Barbell Co. That's Chris Bigelow. He's located out in Seattle. MonsterDevelopment.com or call 800-687-1609. Well, today we had this lady on. I can't, it had to be at least last summer or early fall. I didn't look up the date, which to me, it doesn't matter because we got Susan Salazar today. I can't tell you how pleased I am to have her on today. I've been following her, obviously, through Facebook. I told her before we came on air, I'm very proud of her. It's nice to see people that are associated with the show and out there making big strides in what she does. And she doesn't just do one sport. She's a competitive power lifter, competitive bodybuilder. And if you go out and look, I mean, she's got a phenomenal physique on her. She works her ass off. I mean, seriously. And she's a big-time power lifter. But she's also, too, which is nice, she's a physical therapist assistant for the Navy Veterans Hospital Corpsman. That's pretty cool stuff, man. You know, that's somebody that cares about people, and that's what we like. Susan, welcome to Motivation and Muscle.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. Why don't you give everybody just a short bio on yourself, and we'll move right into the show, please.
Okay, so like you said, I'm a competitive powerlifter and also a bodybuilder, IFBB Pro. I am sponsored by Iron Rebel Power Gear. I am also sponsored by Gisella Designs. She does my suits for all my bodybuilding shows. And I'm currently I'm in El Paso, Texas. I went from California to Texas to handle some business here with my parents, and so I'm just out here temporarily to kind of help them out a little bit. But basically, you know me, still doing my thing, just trying to train and get ready for. Actually, I have a show. Actually, a meet coming up in Anaheim on the 22nd of this month. So I'm 3 weeks out from that. So I'm still training and trying to do my stuff here and there. You know me, I'm all over the place.
You are. What about? You miss Texas at all?
I do, actually. Coming back here, it's changed. I mean, El Paso is one of the smallest or the smaller of the big cities in Texas. And it's West Texas. It's actually really nice to see it grow. And like I said, there's more powerlifting out here, which was there's like two or three gyms out here that are, you know, pretty competitive. And I'm actually, you know, associated with one of them. That's Goliath Strength. They're really awesome guys. They actually do strongman competitive too. This guy named Johnny Hernandez, he competes as well, so here in Texas. But I love to be back here. It's awesome just to see this whole city grow.
Could you ever see yourself going back, or you're a California girl?
I'm a California girl, but for now, I mean, it's working for me, so I'm just trying to be everywhere.
Before you go, now, you've got a powerlifting meet this month. What do you got physique-wise? At Anthony this year, physique-wise?
I do. Actually, I was planning on doing the Phoenix Europa. That's in October, I believe the first couple weeks of October. I still got some ways for that. And then maybe I may do the there's a show, the Ferrigno show. That's in November. Wow. And that's in, I believe, Santa Barbara, and that's like the last of November. So, you know, I got two powerlifting shows and two bodybuilding shows. So we'll see how that goes. You know, just.
Well, do you feel, before we start, do you feel, I mean, I this is a basic question, but you get mixed answers. With the powerlifting especially, has that really transferred when you know, obviously your dieting is different, all that. Do you see a big difference in your body, say, from even like 3 years ago due to what you're doing? I mean, I know you've set records and stuff like that. Do you see a change in your physique that you feel the powerlifting has really given you that you wouldn't have had if you didn't do it before?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, just even with this last show that I did in May in San Diego, and I went up to the judges to find some feedback. And the guy was like, well, you know, I can't decide whether you're a bodybuilder or a women's physique competitor. You're just too big. And I'm like, oh, I mean, I said, well, then I guess I'm on the right track because, like, I mean, powerlifting has really put some size on my legs. I've always had pretty big legs, but, I mean, I think that my squat and my deadlift they've made my legs look, I think, more aesthetic. You know, I like my physique, and it's just helped. I mean, powerlifting in all realms has definitely helped me as a body, competitive powerlift. I mean, I'm sorry, a figure and a physique.
Yeah, figure. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, it's definitely helped.
Would you now? You're usually what in around the 132 pound class?
I walk around
for powerlifting. I mean,
okay, for powerlifting, I do both the 123 and the 132. But I usually walk around 138, and I usually cut the, you know, depending on what, you know, what I'm going for, what records and things like that, then I, you know, cut into whatever class I need to. But
okay. Well, I've got some questions here. I usually call them five questions. They're very interesting, and I've done them with a lot of notable people here. And I really want to do this with you. And this is a basic question, Susan, mm-hmm. but I ask myself this every day, just to let you know. Sometimes you get the usual answer, but here we go.
Okay.
And this is very basic, and just think about it for a second.
Okay.
Why do you lift? Why did you start lifting? I mean, I know we've gotten here a lot of bullying. We've had all kinds of answers here. But remember, I ask myself this every day. So why did you or why do you continue to lift weights?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, like you said it before, bullying. But I used to be puny. I was small. I actually just posted a picture today on Instagram of how I used to look as a figure competitor. And my gosh, I was so small.
Okay.
But I just continue to lift because, I mean, it makes me feel good. I always get, even walking down the street here in Texas or in El Paso, I get like women always like, oh, my God, you look so good. And, you know, just yep. I appreciate you. I'm still looking feminine. And you kind of just represent the type of woman nowadays is the strength. Strength not only yep. like, you know, physical, but you obviously should have some mental and emotional strength to be able to do that. So, I mean, yep. for me, when I hear stuff like that, it makes me want to keep going because I'm actually like motivating people just like, you know, just normal people you see down the street. So, I mean, that's
yeah,
one of
the
huge things.
No, you're right because, you know, I do a thing at the end of the show all the time where I say two things. It's like, When you're either in the gym or the concrete jungle and someone seeks you out, don't be afraid to give them your time because, like you just said, you're changing minds even though they don't know you or they might come up and approach you and say, you know, I really admire what you're doing and I know you're the type of person that would give somebody the time.
Oh yeah,
which is very important mm-hmm. because you don't know what those words are doing to somebody, how you're touching their lives.
Right.
It's very, very important. And secondly, when we were kids. My mom used to say to us every day, don't be afraid to give somebody a smile or say hello to them because it might be all they get that day. And I used to, at first, I was like, okay, you know. But now I'm a great observer. I've always been a person that likes to observe people no matter where I am. I like to listen to what's around me before I usually open my trap at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you think about it, like I'm out frequently all over the place. And you look at a lot of people now, they just look sad to me, a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they look lonely, you know what I mean? And, you know, I saw this guy the other day. I was at a Whole Foods picking some stuff up, and I got a juice there. And this guy had one of those new Apple watches, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, but the point, this is what I want to make the point of the matter was, he had to make sure everybody saw that watch, and I was like, looking at him. I'm like, hey, dude, flip some weights. I want to go see him.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but the point of the matter is, like, you know, are you that starved for attention? You went out, probably bought a $1,000 watch.
Right,
I don't know
yeah.
what level it was. But I think it's very important, especially you and I and everybody else who do this stuff, who are blessed to do this stuff. I think we should give back.
Right.
I think that should be a priority, and you shouldn't be told that.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
that's the thing. Let's see. I want to go with this one, too. Well, obviously, I'll ask you a very simple question, and I know it's changed.
Okay.
What when you got into whatever you're doing, let's just say you started lifting weights, you liked it, you know, the whole deal. What did you get into first? Was it powerlifting, bodybuilding, or bodybuilding, or were you just kind of like flowing anywhere until you found out where you belonged?
Well, actually, I was a figure competitor first. I mean, so bodybuilding, and I was a personal trainer kind of at a little local gym here in El Paso, and I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just kind of reading magazines and the MD magazines and checking out all those workouts and stuff. But to be honest with you, I didn't even know what I was going to do.
Yeah,
until,
yeah, I know.
Until, like, somebody said, hey, you should just do a bodybuilding show. And I'm like, oh, okay, what do I got to do? Just stand up there? Yeah, so that's how I pretty got started. I got started. But bodybuilding was my first sport.
You know, and you know the interesting thing about everything, too, I mean, now it's years later, obviously, but isn't it amazing how you've taken your body from one point to where you are today and think about in between? I mean, that's fascinating to me with people,
yeah.
Especially the ones that are very successful. And this will lead right into the next question because this is a question I think that is very important, and I think the way a lot of things are right now, I don't like a lot of the things that are going on right now, but I understand a lot of things, and I understand that, you know, you take care of your own backyard and you learn certain things. But tell me this, how important to where you are today has the whole mental aspect of your life, you know, drawn you from where you started to where you are today? And tell everybody out there how important you feel the mental end of not only training, but taking that training and be able to implement it into your personal life. Because you have a personal life, you have a job that requires you not only to be strong, but you have to have a certain type of soul to work with people that are injured and things of that nature. Because I have a lot of nurses in my family, my mom, my grandmother, my aunts. We have that orientation like that. And I know my nephew just became a nurse, okay? You have to have a very loving heart. Yeah. I've been around him. I see it. So tell me how does this all encompass and how, you know, your belief system and how you have to just be strong mentally. Give me the mental end of a lot of this stuff. You know, touch upon whatever you want.
Well, wow. For me, it's just like everything. It may sound like really meatheadish, but to me, everything revolves around like lifting. Like you said, you have to have some sort of compassion, especially to work in the healthcare field.
Sure.
I work with a lot of older, patients and stuff. And even the simple things is just the rolling out of bed or just reaching to like comb your hair, the simple little things that we take for granted. To see someone wanting to do that, and that's their goal. You know what I mean? So it could be the smallest goal, but whatever goal it is, you have to have that mental, like, I guess, focus to really go after whatever it is. You know what I mean? If your mind is not set to reach your goal, then it's not, you know, you're never going to get there. You know what I mean? Even, I don't care how small, how big your goal is. You got to have to have that focus and that drive to keep going no matter what. You know what I mean? And that's what actually has got me successful is because, like, I don't give up. I'm a Capricorn, so I'm stubborn, number one. And I just, I just keep going no matter what anyone says. You know, if I feel like I can do it, I'm just going to do it. I just got to focus and keep going.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We had a gentleman, Ned Norton, on here last Friday. We've decided we're going to become involved. Obviously, MDA is what my brother Jimmy died of, and you know, everything's dedicated, motivation and Fiorello, you know, all that. And, you know, wheelchair bound, et cetera, et cetera. Very young. But Ned is a great guy. He's a power lifter in their local chapter of Warriors on Wheels, all right? And when you said that stuff, it just made my head pop to that thinking last week where, you know, Ned has these women and men come in, and they've all had spinal injuries, and most of them are all wheelchair bound, okay?
Yeah.
And Ned said what was very interesting, and Ned would be like you and I and a lot of others. We know that we have this strong-willed attitude. For me, I mean, you just mentioned it too. I'm totally on board with you where, you know, job loss and a lot of other things in the last 3 years, trying to start a seedling business from nothing.
Yeah.
If I didn't have good family and faith and weightlifting, I would have crumbled. I know I would.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you have that inner belief that you can do anything, even when you get smashed in the teeth a million times.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and you get back up. You don't care, right?
Yeah.
So you know what was interesting, Susan, was this. He talked about those guys and women that came in there, and it really touched a part on me big time.
Yeah.
Do you know? He said you want to see determination because you know what. All they want to do is be able to lift a weight. You know, they only got upper body strength, or they just want to be able to move a certain way again. And I was like, you know something, and you hit it. It was like, we take a lot of things for granted. I mean, you and I can get up out of bed, put our feet on the floor, and go anywhere we want to go in the morning, no matter how hard we're hurting, all right? And, like, today it was like that. It was 100 degrees in my garage last night, no air in the back, and you know from Texas and California gets hot too. And you know what? I said, I've got to go out. Tonight's my night, and the whole week is going to be like this right to the weekend. I was like, well, what night's better to choose? Because sooner or later, the sky's going to open up, and we're going to get torrential rains, and I don't want to get caught. So I went out there last night. did everything, made it through, did what I wanted to do, shortened it up, came inside and you know, cooled down, went to bed, and finally got to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. But it's amazing that these people, you see them, and like Ned was saying, I mean, how can't you admire people like this?
Hey,
don't complain. You know what? They're there because they know they want to try to fix themselves as much as possible. And I just like the idea, you know, Ned's a great guy, and he does so much for those people. And it's, he told me, man, the satisfaction you feel is like nothing else. He said, I don't care if I made 10 cents that year. He said, I was able to help people. I was able to get people's lives back for them. It's an incredible thing to be able to do that. I love it. It's great.
It's even more rewarding just to do that, just to see a smile from someone who just is, like you said, just to be able to roll over in bed or whatever. That's just rewarding in itself.
It is, because, you know, I never forgot. My grandmother lived 109 years old, and she didn't have any mental stuff until she started to slip, like, the last few weeks, all right?
Yeah.
And I can remember walking in there, and, you know, at that point she couldn't really walk well, so she had to use a wheelchair. But up to about 106, almost 107, she was still walking.
Wow.
And just a little bit of a lady that will always be the matriarch to me of my family, out of my mother and my other grandmother and all that. Mm-hmm. Little small thing that was a nurse up in Plattsburgh till she was 76 years old.
Wow.
She to me set, and any woman that I ever go out with, I always look at him like, how would my grandmother be, or what would she think?
Right.
Because she had made such an impression on me. And I can remember going into those homes there, and those places, I'll be honest with you, they give me the creeps.
Yeah,
and I used to get, you know, you go in, my grandmother was happy and all that, and you'd be talking away, but, you know, you'd hear a lot of the old people, like, they'd be screaming, and some would, you know, they were having dementia and all that. And you know something? When I walked out that door, I was like one of the most thankful guys you ever met in your life. It was like, I don't have to go back to there, you know, for another day or two, or even tomorrow. But I was able to get up on my legs and walk the hell out of there. That's a big deal, man.
I agree.
It is. Next, this is what I'm real interested to. What do you? I mean, this is a good thing, because you're in two different realms of physical activity here. So, this is what I want to know. When you're training powerlifting, when you're training bodybuilding, I know the diets change, but how much do they change? And can you keep a lot of similarities with your diet, so you don't end up basically killing yourself when you switch over to, say, a bodybuilding diet, if you got to really come down in a lot of ways? Is that doable, or do you have to really change up everything to get to where you want to get to?
Oh my gosh, it's taken me like 10 years to actually figure out what works with my body. So finally, I'm able to put it all together. But yeah, it's, to be honest with you, Eric, it's pretty much the same. I just cycle my carbs. For me, that works. For some people, I know it doesn't. But usually when I'm like 3 weeks out from either a competition, like a powerlifting or bodybuilding, I'll just have to cycle my carbs like to a 3-to-1 day. And pretty much I get the same result. You know, my strength, I've always been kind of like, you know, wary about that, because I just don't want my strength to suffer. But to be honest with you, it has not been, you know, I mean, it doesn't affect me that much. So I train, the diet's pretty much the same for me. And then I'll just like water load and sodium load here for the powerlifting stuff. But other than that, it's pretty much the same. Thankfully, it works for me. They're both about the same.
And obviously you said you keep your power pretty well when it comes to going in any type of
luckily,
car.
Yeah, thank God, because for real, I'm thankful for that. So.
Yeah, was it this year, do I have it right, I hope, did you set a record in powerlifting this year?
I did. The last time I set a record was at the USPA LA Fit Expo. I did the deadlift record, and that was a 457 all-time world record. Mm-hmm. It was a 132-pound class.
Mm-hmm. So it was 457 this year.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Unbelievable. That is friggin' awesome.
Yeah, I was excited.
Honestly, I mean, I'm sure you were jacked anyways, you know, ready to roll.
Yeah.
How did the weight feel? I haven't seen any. Is that out on YouTube anywhere?
That's actually on Powerlifting Watch. You can see they have the highlights of the meet. It's on there on Powerlifting Watch.
Okay,
yeah.
Check that out. How did it feel?
Oh my God! I mean, it's so indescribable. Like when I'm on the platform, I'm ready to go. I'm numb. I actually don't even feel anything. And then because Gracie Vanashi is my coach, so she was there. And yep. I actually didn't really, they don't tell me the number of what it is until I hear the announcer. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what I got to do. But I mean, at that point, I just went in there and I pulled, like, I just feel so numb. So of course it was heavy. I mean, but
yep.
I didn't really feel it until afterwards when I put it down. I was like, whoa, that was a lot of weight.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's friggin'
yeah,
awesome.
I mean, I was excited.
Are you working on bigger, I think?
Yeah, I'm going to push that. I'm gonna try to get as much as I can. I mean, I've been working. The last time, I think this cycle, I think the highest I got was a 465 off of a 2-mat. So, you know, that was pretty good, you know. Up there.
Yeah. That's more than pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying.
Here's a question. I mean, I've got a lot more, but here's something I'll ask you. Now, you're doing two sports, mm-hmm. and I mean, would you ever think about going into strongman? Do rocks, anything? Does that interest you at all?
I would love to do that, but I see those guys like, oh my God, you guys are like, I mean, you have to be strong and be able to move that stuff. I don't know if I could do that. Like, I mean,
I think you could, because by the looks of your physique. You've got that lower end where I bet you could rip that son of a gun off the ground.
Yeah, I tried the yoke one time and I couldn't. It was like, whoa, I was so off. But I'd like to do it if I had somebody who can teach me how to, because I know it's about technique and being able to get the, you know, the weight moving. But if I could, I'd love to try it one day. You never know. But that's,
I think you could kill with that. So and I'll tell you one thing. I know when I got into that stuff, it was like, there was something so primal about that.
Yeah.
I mean it too. It was like we put up a show today with Adam Glass. Mm. He's awesome, big bender. If you've seen him, I don't know if you ever seen him on Facebook. I mean, he can grab, you know, say like a set of monkey bars and do the flag with his body.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Awesome shit. And we had him on, and we were talking about that because one of the things that we really got into was media.
Mm.
And I feel a lot of this stuff with the media is just killing people, literally. You know,
yeah.
It's like, and we were talking about, you know, that whole primal fear feel. And I said, I was watching a lot of the old Rocky movies the other night. And I don't know if you've seen it, but Rocky IV when he fought the Rocky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's my favorite one.
It was great. Dolph Lundgren there.
Uh-huh.
And I said to him, you know, somebody gave me, wanted to bring me to Siberia for a year. Give me a barn with a dirt floor. Give me rocks and give me weights and make sure either I go out and hunt my food or it's there. I'd go live there. And I'll tell you why. I try out here. This is pretty primal at my house, obviously, with everything. I train no matter what, Susan.
Right.
If it's, yeah, I mean, this year I had the luxury, which wasn't really a luxury, of front squatting, and I didn't have much heat left,
uh-huh.
and it was probably zero or below. And then I went to rack the bar, and it stuck to my throat. So that hurt coming off.
Oh, my goodness, I can imagine. Oh, man.
It's the same with the stones. I got this stupid idea one day. You know, I was reading all this Viking literature. And, you know, being that I've been to Iceland for the Húsafell and all that, it said, well, a true Viking takes his shirt off and lifts the stone, but they weren't talking when it was like 10 below, right?
Yeah.
So I go out, and I didn't think of this, just like the bar, you know, with the fronts. You sweat. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When it's cold, you sweat still.
Yeah.
Well, I the stone stuck to my chest.
Man.
Now, I was like this. I know I can't walk up 5 stairs with it and try to put hot water on it in the kitchen, right? So I said, I got to just pull this off somehow.
God.
I got it to come off. I still got the scars on the top of my pecs from that thing.
Oh, I get chills.
So, all I can tell you is, but when we're talking about that whole primal thing, there's just something, you know, I think you got to make, like, contact back.
Yeah.
And people look at me, and we've had these discussions at, like, my buddy's house, and, you know, the girls will all be there, and they're like, you're out of your mind. I'm like, no, I'm not out of my mind. Why do you think people go camping and mountain climbing and all that stuff on their vacation?
Right.
Because there's still something primal in them that makes you want to do it. Right. And I don't know, what do you think? Do you ever think about things like that?
I would like to be just, like, taken somewhere to the wilderness and being able to train, like you said, like, primal, like, yeah, that'd be fun. I'd try it. Sure.
How fun would that be to be, like, out and with snow all over?
Yeah.
Well, you're not used to snow now.
I'm not, but whatever.
Yeah, do it. It's like, but you know how much fun that would be? Like, I thought, you know, I think when I get a bigger place, like, I think I'm going to end up maybe moving eventually to, it could be Wyoming or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to put together kind of a small foundry and get anvils and just beat the snot out of hot steel.
yeah, that'd be...
With those big hammers, man, yeah, you'd be...
Yeah, that'd be a beast.
So I was like, I just, you know, like, I'm looking ahead in the next few years, and it's like, I want to start doing, like, some back lifting. We've built some stones. I'm coming out with another piece of equipment I designed. A lot of stuff like that. And people are like, well, don't you want to slow down? Or I said, yeah, I'll slow down when you stick me in the ground.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, totally.
I mean, you know, you see so many people, they want to slow down and they don't live very long after
that.
Right. I think people like us out there is this. We've taken our bodies and kind of jet propelled them to all different places. And it's like, how do you, other than something happening to us physically, which I hope never does to either one of us anyone, how do you shut that down?
You don't.
See, you don't. People, I try to tell people that. I said, even when we're not lifting, I'm never shut down, especially now with the business. I mean, I'm getting up in the middle of the night, Susan, and writing stuff down.
Oh, yeah, you have to. When you get an idea, you got to put it down. So forget it.
Yeah, forget it. And you know, it used to be I could sleep right through. Now I'm up like two or three times a night. You know, I find now, too, it's like with the heat, too, you know, I'm getting up in the middle of the night and having to go down and drink like a ton of water. You know, it's like just so zapped.
Right.
Here's the next thing. What do you see for – we'll just go for the next year.
Okay.
What do you see in your life in the next year, whether it's competitive, a goal possibly outside of the gym, you know, anything. Where are you looking at now, say, a year from now, a year from September?
All right. Well, a year from September, let's see. Well, definitely I'll be back in California. I mean, I just love – want to try to be in the Orange County over there somewhere, close to the USPA. I heard that they were going to probably open up a gym. So hopefully if I'm able to like work with them more closely, I think that would be a really good thing. Like I tell you, I want to definitely start like doing some seminars for women specifically to hopefully help them. Like if I could get that started, I would love to do. That's my number one goal is to try to get as many women as possible in this sport. So if I could just get my, find a place to get my seminars going.
Yep.
That would be amazing for me. Just to spread the love, spread the knowledge, just, you know, get more women involved. That's
I'm with you. No, I'm with you because that's what we're trying to do with this show. You know, we had Will Dinwiddie on here. He's a power lifter, Moss guy, all that from, I believe he's in Oregon, I want to say.
Yeah.
And he's got a beautiful looking place. And, you know, his philosophy is good. And one of the guys who his mentor is this Mark Wechner, who went over, I don't know, I'd say maybe 5 years ago, lifted the Husafell stone, walked 50 meters, and he did a great job. And I want to get him on with us. And Will said something to me at first that kind of made me go, ugh. But he was like, I want to tell you something. I've been listening to your lot of shows before I came on, and we have other people have said this too. And I want to tell you, you're doing a great thing. You're bringing everything mainstream. And I hate that word mainstream, but when I got thinking, that's okay, because like you, like me, like everybody else connected in these sports, I want people, as many as we can find, to learn it, to maybe get into it. To, you know, if a mother goes into it, maybe she brings her daughter or her son. You know, you get them into a realm where not only do they believe in themselves, but they understand how to take care of themselves. You know, they know that hey, if I want to look a certain way, well, I've got to eat a certain way. I've got to rest a certain way. Mm-hmm. And if I want to get bigger muscles or I just want to get myself just looking good, this is how I got to train.
Right.
So I was after I thought about it, I was pleased that he said that, because my whole thing is this. We don't need to keep this stuff underground at all.
Exactly.
It needs to come to the surface, and it needs people that, like yourself, myself, and others here, that are in it for the long haul, that want to help people, that are giving something back. And, you know, there's a lot of, like I said, I just think there's a lot of needy people out there that, you know, something like I see the little Al who I got here, I was telling you, the basketball player. You know, to see a 14-year-old kid take to this, I mean, I can't tell you how happy it makes me, because I get, you know, a lot of people overlook this. I get a lot of satisfaction from him, because not only does it feel good, like I had him start it out. He had to get the book Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. Written in the 30s. Uh-huh. My college professor was a semi-pro football coach. And, of course, he loved us because we were all weightlifters. So it was a bond right there.
Right.
And he was, you know, my degree is in marketing and IT. And he taught all the marketing classes, you know, anything to do with business. And I love the guy. Frank Klein was his name. I hope he's doing well. He was phenomenal. And I can remember getting that book. And, you know, everybody's like, well, it's just about making money. I said, no, it's not. It's a philosophy of life.
Yeah.
I still have that book. The binding is crushed out of it. The pages hang out of it. I wouldn't get rid of that thing if you put a gun in my head, right?
Yeah.
It's a symbol. It means something. Now, I had little Al get that book. I have him explain to me, or when his father's here with us, because I'm good friends with his dad, explain the exercise here. Tell me what you're doing. What I'm trying to do with this young man is this. Make him stand out from the crowd.
Right.
Don't be afraid to put your hand up and answer a question.
Right.
Don't be afraid to make decisions you feel that are right for you. You know, my father used to always say to us as kids, be a leader, not a follower. And those words I think about all the time. And I hope this young man, whether he pursues lifting for the rest of his life or he goes out and does some great things out in the field of whatever his endeavor is, it makes me feel very good that I was a hand in it. And when you're talking about, you know, getting women involved, getting them, you know, physically better, physically sharper.
Right, right.
To me, being able to take everything somebody throws at you, no matter what it is, and be able to get up and say, hey, you know what, man, you're not beating me no matter what you try.
Right, yeah.
That's what it's all about. And to go out and do something, do something with meaning, you know, have some enthusiasm in your life, and don't look at everything like it's a problem. Look for the solution to the problem.
Exactly.
And when you can do that, you're there.
Right,
you've arrived. And I've noticed this just in almost the almost three years with me. It's like I've always had that type of personality. You know, that's just how I've been made. But let me tell you, I don't care who you are. You can get bounced around pretty hard. Oh, and I had days, Susan, where probably like yourself, where you're like, is it worth this anymore? Have you felt that, with different areas in your life,
too? Yeah, I mean, with, like you said, every aspect of my life, sometimes you just feel like nothing is going right, but then you're like, I got to get up, because that's the only thing that I got going for me is my lifting. The gym's always going to be there, you know what I mean? Yep. It's there, it's consistent. If you're there, you're always going to get something back.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I just can't imagine life, and I hope I never do without it.
Me too.
Because I'll tell you, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I don't know how we got talking about training and getting banged up and all that. I said, you know something? I think it was about 2 weeks ago. It was like 8 inches from the ground. It was the first time I lifted the big steel Hoosa steel stone that we built to mimic. So I ripped 355 off. And I was happy as hell.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And I said to him like this, I was like, you know what? When I can't do stuff like that, I feel ordinary, and I don't like being ordinary.
Me too. Yeah, definitely. I like to be a little bit, not normal. I don't know, unique, I guess.
I absolutely. Yeah. There's something very special about people like that, that aren't afraid to step out, be a little bit different, you know, want a little bit better for themselves and want maybe more for people around them. I find that very, very intriguing.
Right,
and
yeah.
I like being around people like that. They have a high energy. They have they're very goal-oriented, and they're very to the point. I like people that that don't dance around anything. It's like, okay, you don't like me? Tell me.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. But I'd rather have that than have somebody pretending they like me or want to be friends, and then suddenly they rip the rug right out from under you. That's not a good feeling. So, and we've all been there.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. But here's the next question. We know that, you know, do you want to add anything to, I kind of cut you off.
No.
With doing the work with women, try to get them out into all this. You got anything else that you're thinking in the next year that you want to hit?
Just a couple more bodybuilding shows if I can. But, you know, my ultimate goal is always to get on the Olympia stage. But, you know, I don't know if that's where that's going. But as long as I'm on stage, that's all I care about. Because the powerlifting is really, I'm more on that, actually. So
that's propelling you more now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's what I love to do. I'm going to continue to do it as much as I can, you know.
Well, let me ask you this, because I've read the magazines and seen them. How behind the scenes of women's bodybuilding? Mm-hmm. I mean, how does everybody basically want to cut each other's heads off, or how competitive is that at that point?
You know, and I don't even like to speak bad about the sport, but sometimes it is kind of cutthroat back there. That's why I like powerlifting more, because it seems like we help each other out back there in the warmer room, but in the bodybuilding, you know, like at a show and stuff, you're back there and it's in the pump up room, and it's kind of like you kind of have to watch out for your stuff, because sometimes you get stuff taken and it's like, oh my God, you can't leave your bag there. I mean, I've had that happen to me a couple times, but it's just like I just feel for the powerlifting community, we're more, I guess, apt to help each other out. You know, if somebody needs like some, you know, weight thrown on the bar, what do you need for your warm up? You know, you help each other out, but bodybuilding is a little bit more cutthroat, sadly, but that's what I've noticed.
Well, Arnold was talking about it too. It needs to change. I was reading stuff. You know, he's not a real fond guy of bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Now, I don't follow it like I did years ago, but it always seemed that way to me. And yes, powerlifting, strongman, I think Highland Games. Ooh, that'd be something maybe.
Oh,
you
wow.
Because I'm going to do it next year if everything goes right.
That'd be cool.
I want to try a little bit of Highland Games maybe next year, depending on what's going on.
Oh, nice.
I've always wanted to throw the caber.
That seems cool, right? Yeah.
You know something? It's just like, this is one thing I like about what we do, and I'll tell you the big reason. I don't know if you follow other sports. I used to follow more sports, but I'm watching a little bit of the Yankees, of course, because they're New York. But think about this. Most of these guys and gals are washed up by the time they're 40. But we're in a sport, think about it.
Yeah.
If you do it right and you don't kill yourself and get torn all up, you know, you look at people, there's people lifting in their 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go as far as I can. I'm almost 40 now.
Well, yeah, but you know something? I think, seriously, this has always been my goal. I want to be able to, at 100 years old, I still want to be able to back squat 200 pounds.
Yeah, okay? Definitely.
Now, that's cool as hell, because, you know, the nice thing that we do, it's like you're always going to have a physique no matter what,
right.
Not unless for some reason you can't do it. But, you know, I always like to – I remember Dr. Ken Leisner when he used to write for Milo Magazine. Mm. It was great. And he was like – the old saying – feeling good, man, I'm walking strong.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? It's like, I want to be 100 years old and still walking strong.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, not being one of these people that can't even, like, open a pickle jar and help.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think for me, if those things happen, I can't do a lot of things. It's going to be a hard life for me.
Because
I've been very, very blessed as a man to be able to do this stuff for so long and take these beatings after beatings like that mentally and physically and keep coming back. And you know what it is? It's just, you know something? I just love it.
Me too.
I can't I can't imagine life without it. What about you?
No, it's all. I mean, sadly, it's what I am. You know, it's part of. I mean, it's what I do. I can't. Yeah. I can't like get up. You know, in the morning, my first thought is about like the gym. It's weird, but that's what.
It's not.
I'm a meathead.
Yeah. No. It's your DNA. Yeah. That's what. It's in there, and it's never going to leave you.
Yeah.
I mean, when you leave the planet, it's still going to be in you. And I just think it's a very unique way, and I think it's great that you want to start that end of it, because we are sure as hell trying it here. You know, mm-hmm. I feel, look, here's how I see things. I have a lot of people on the show that write great books.
Mm-hmm.
They have great minds, and they really do give a shit, okay?
Yeah.
But on the other hand here, I can reach a hell of a lot more people than a book.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I feel if we can do it that way, and I'm not putting books down because I love to read books,
right.
But the whole thing is if we want to get people under this tent, we've got to get it in a medium where we can get to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is the way to do it. I think if you can get a successful podcast, if you can get good, successful people on with a very positive attitude, with an attitude that's looking down the road – to educate people,
yeah.
I think we can move the earth at that point. But the thing is, that's what we're doing. We are trying to grow everything to the point where, okay, when you say podcast, you're going to say motivation and muscle.
Right.
That's what I am trying to do. And I feel that it's very enjoyable when you get emails from people or calls on the phone to say, I just want to tell you, I hadn't lifted for 10 years till I listened to your show.
That's awesome, isn't it? What a great feeling.
Absolutely. It's the best feeling you can have.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm buying equipment now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I listen to your show, man. It's funny. Like, I got a doctor down in Arizona. He's a great guy, Jeffrey Smith.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he works late at night, so he's not out till I think midnight or 1 in the morning. And he said, Eric, he goes, I have to go home and lift after the show because I can't go to bed. I said, that's cool.
Yeah.
So he's lifting like at like 2 in the morning, right?
Whatever, yeah.
But the funniest thing is this, you know, and I heard this from other people, because it depends who's on the show. You know, we might start cracking on each other.
Oh, yeah.
Doing stuff. He goes, one night I was listening to you, and he goes, I don't remember what the hell you said, but he goes, I started laughing so hard I almost drove off the road.
Whoa, that's like, crazy.
I don't want you driving off the road, but I'm glad that you find it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already talked, you know, possibly strongman.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could do Highland Games probably, too.
Whatever.
Do you ever feel this is interesting, because this is how I kind of started getting into strongman, I think, unconsciously. Do you ever feel when you're doing stuff, I mean, powerlifting, bodybuilding, you know, whatever you're doing at the time, do you ever feel like – Do thoughts ever go through your head like, well, I've seen this guy lift this stone. Maybe I could try to do it or throw the cable. Does things ever enter into your head where you're thinking, and even if it's for a moment, yeah, that maybe I could do that or I want to do something like that? Do you ever get into that mindset like that?
All the time. Like last time I think that I went to Reno with Amy Payne and I watched her pick up. What was it that she picked up? It was a yoke, actually. And I'm like, I want to try it. And I did try it. So, I mean, I didn't do too well. But, I mean, I'd love to try it again if I got somebody to teach me how. I would love to do that, of course. Yes.
It's absolute. It is just so much fun. Well, you know what it is? I just feel that, like, powerlifting and bodybuilding in a different sense. It's like everything's got its testing ground. Everything's going to test you. How far can you take it? How much do you want to do with it? And where do you want to go with it? And, you know, I'm extreme. That's my problem.
Me too.
I find something, and I put my teeth in it, and I'm like a pit bull. I won't let go.
Yeah.
And that's a good point and a bad point, because it's gotten me in some trouble before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I bet.
But the point of the matter is, I just think that there's so many things in life that, I don't know, they just don't do it for me. But, man, you leave me out in the backyard, and you got some stones and barbells and stuff out there. It's like, me and you are best friends.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's almost like childlike, where you have this, you have such a love for it. And not only that, it's just like you know, I have nieces and nephews that are young, you know, in the 5, 7, 8 year old range. And I love to be around them because they see everything and they enjoy it like it's the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know, this is, and I'll get back to you in 1 second, but it's funny. We got a pretty big family. They're scattered all over, but, you know, the summer they usually have a big barbecue and they got a big deck over my sister's and all that. And I'll come through and the girl, she's got girls from 13 to 8, 4 of them there. And then my little nephew's 5. And everybody, you know, the adults, quote unquote adults, are all up on the deck and, you know, they're having their food and they're having a drink and that's cool and everybody's having a ball. I come in and the kids will grab me right away. Let's go play dodgeball or baseball or whatever. Yeah. And of course I let them lead me around, like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm softy here, okay? Yeah. So, but I love the kids, and the thing I appreciate the most, and I got this from my grandmother, I'm sure. My grandmother never, ever, like, pushed us aside with anything. It was like, and I know we probably drove her crazy, but it was, she had this youngness in her, man, this spark. Yeah. And, you know, like a lot of older people, sometimes they just, like, dismiss kids. Oh, hi, yeah, you know, yeah, see you later, you know, like that. I got that from her, and I always promised myself I would never do that when they were my own or my family. And I'm playing out there, and we're going crazy and having a ball, and they'll be yelling at me off the deck. Come on, join the adults. Have some fun. I'll see you in a little while, right? It's like, I probably don't see you for another hour until we're going to sit down for dinner.
Right.
And they've said to me at times, why? You know, why out there running all over? And I said, I'll tell you why. Because they're only going to be that age for so long. Right. And before you know, they're starting to become mature girls now. I want to have a relationship with them forever.
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of those uncles that shows up maybe at Christmas, but they don't know me any other time.
Yeah.
It's very important, I think, to build relationships like that in everything you do. And I find that I'd much rather do that and have those memories with them and hopefully give them something back that they'll always remember. There's always going to be time to sit on a deck and have a beer, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's what it is. Last question we'll do.
Okay.
When you get – let's look down the road here. Let's even say 10, 15 years, and we talked about legacies and stuff. What do you want to leave? I mean, whether it's to your own family, if you end up having whatever you're going to get into, and we don't know, we don't have a crystal ball. But what does Susan Salazar want to be remembered for?
Just motivating women. I'm telling you, I'm really all about motivating women in strength sports.
That's awesome.
I just, maybe like a gym, I told you, or something, like just something where, like somewhere where women can come in there and just like kill some weights and just like, you know, just get strong. And I mean, that's what I want. I want to definitely have, I don't know, a facility or something to where like women can come in and feel comfortable and just lift and get strong. And that's it. I mean, I would love to do that. The more women involved, the better.
No, and I think that's very good because we know these places aren't real accommodating. And I know I've had women clients here that left gyms because they didn't like the atmosphere or didn't like getting hit on and all that. And a lot of these, let's face it too. That's one of the, well, besides I train people here, one of the reasons why I got out of the gym stuff was this. We were getting just a little bit too hardcore
over the place,
and they didn't want – these were hardcore gyms, but in a different way. I mean, it got to the point we were bringing our own bars on our shoulders in, okay?
Yeah.
Some specialized bars, and it didn't go over, and obviously we did get booted out of there.
We've gotten kicked out a couple of times too, so.
Well, I think it's a good thing. That tells you you're better than them anyway.
Yeah.
But you know something? That's why I went out on my own because it was like, okay, are they going to let me lift a 350-pound stone and walk? No, they're not.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can understand the whole reason why you want to do this because on the other end, I'm there too because there's people that come here and train. You know, I have a few friends that train with me, but not much. You're not going to get a lot of takers with this stuff.
Right, right.
But I can tell you this, the people that I have trained here, men and women, they've done very well here. And the comment all the time is, you know, come here, it's business, you know, it's professional. There's no BS here. It's the same way like I told you before the show. There's no surprises with anybody. Right. I don't believe in any of that. I don't think that's good business. And I think if you want people to come back to your show or people to spread the word or just befriend somebody from the show, you got to act in a certain way and be a gentlewoman, be a gentleman. Yeah. You know, learn. You know, everything now is like, you know, F this, you know, you know, all this crass kind of crap all the time. It's like, you know what? It used to not really bother me much, but it just seems we're being inundated with that stuff all the time. And my brain just can't wrap around any of that stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I understand the language thing. I mean, I get out there and train. I can be brutal with language.
Yeah.
It's because it's the moment. But do I want to be like that 24/7? No. Nobody's going to want to be around you. Right. I don't care what society's telling you. Anybody that matters isn't going to want to hear four letters out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, so that's the whole thing. But I think I hope you get a gym because I know damn well you'd run a hell of an establishment.
Yeah.
And when you're dedicated to a cause like that to really help women, to motivate them, mm-hmm. to get them out there, to let them know that, you know what, you can do it. You don't have to listen to everybody telling you you can't because I have a lot of experience in that in the last 2.5 years. You know, it's like, well, you sure you want to do this and you could go back to making a lot of money and you're not making a lot now and why not? And you're working 7 days. You know something?
What about that? Yeah.
Yeah. You know what it's about? It's about something I love to do. Yeah. And when you love something with passion, the money will come.
I agree.
It will all happen. And it's like, hey, what will you say? Say like, 14, 15 months from now when I'm sitting on nice warm sand somewhere, I'm running my laptop right off it, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, instantaneous gratification, I know, is what we expect now. Yeah. But you and I both know from just lifting, anything that's worthwhile is going to take you a lifetime.
Yep. Patience. Determination,
I love that word.
Yeah.
We're okay. We're at the end of the show. Before we go, I want you to give out all your information, the websites, anything like you did. You know, your meet's coming up. I'll give mine if you just stay on the line and we'll talk briefly.
Totally. Just like I said, whoever wants to meet the Anaheim Expo is August 22nd, Anaheim Convention Center. It's going to be awesome. Iron Rebel will be there. Let's see what else. You can reach me at salazarsusan7@gmail.com. If you have any questions, anybody, just definitely shoot me an email. I don't have a website, but I'm working on it. And other than that, just Instagram or Facebook. I'm always open to anything, any comments, questions, concerns, whatever. Just definitely.
Cool. Okay. This is Motivation Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com, Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Don't forget to go out to Fiorello Barbell Co., download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, free ebook. Check out everything else out there. There's great stuff. Sponsorship. Come on aboard. We want you. We want to work with you for at least 25 years. This show is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I, like I told Susan just now, she said the same thing. She and I have certain goals, too, what she wants to do, what I want to do. But we agree on one thing. We want to bring everybody in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important thing. Don't be afraid. If you got questions, you know you can get a hold of me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. I answer every question. You call, my phone's even on there. Don't hesitate to call. I've been a lot of places. A lot of people are right now. You're not sure. You might be in a lousy club. You might be around people that just are naysayers with everything. You got to learn to cut them out of your life, no matter who they are. Right?
Yeah.
That's totally. So, what else we got? Okay. Also, Chris Bigelow does all the magic here. MonsterDevelopment.com, 800-687-1609. But think about the sponsorship. Remember, you're going to grow the business. People like Susan come on here. You know, we get to talk to her, obviously. We get to push out what she's doing, what she wants to do, who she wants to help. Very important. We want to carry this thing on for 25 years at the least. All right? So come aboard with us and let's work together. You need any banners or anything like that, Chris can do them. That's another fee. But if you want to come in, we can talk to you about anything. Let's see, motivationandmuscle.com, FiorellaBarbellCo.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review if you would. That's all we've been getting. I thank everybody for that. Remember, that gets the message out everywhere. Now we're international. We're all over the world now, and I thank everybody for that. We're on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. We're on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. As I said, if you want to contact me, if you'd like Susan and I to do a specific show, I'm sure I can talk her into it. That won't be a problem.
Of course, no, not at all. Yeah, definitely.
Just send me to FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. I'll leave you with these three things. As I told Susan in the beginning, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, and by that I mean out in the real world, and they ask you a question, you know, do you lift? Well, yeah, you know, don't be a smart ass about it. And if they're not sure about some things and you've got the time, lend them the time. You know, you don't know what you're changing there. You don't know someone's mind. You don't know somebody like we were just talking about. You know, you're confused. You don't know what to do. You're reading the internet. What do I do? All right. Give your time. Show your inner strength. And secondly, as my mother said to us as kids all the time, don't be afraid to say hello or give a smile to somebody. I know people tell you the world is unsafe and this and that. Use discretion with everything, obviously. But the majority of people just want someone to say, hey, how you doing? Believe me. Look around you. See it. And then third, go out and lift some big, massive hunks of iron. Take some stones and just turn them into dust. And remember, we are domination. That's what we are. Motivation, muscle. 1 million strong coming, woo! Susan. I'm telling you. Here we go. So for Susan Salazar, oh, by the way, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
Anytime. So for Susan Salazar, this is Eric Fiorello. We'll have some more shows. I've got one tonight, and I've got Will Wong on tomorrow. I can't wait, man. He is the absolute blast. So everybody, go out and have some fun. Enjoy the world and enjoy your life, because I tell you, there's nothing like it. We'll talk to you soon, and thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.